Solar energy advocates are calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo to change the way the state determines compensation for solar projects. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
The problems began about a year ago when the State Public Service Commission replaced net metering with a policy called the Value of Distributed Energy Resources, or VDER for short.
The outcome of this is driving solar development towards very limited areas of the state, where the VDER policy is not quite so bad, but really taking an axe to parts of the state like Central New York.
Chris Carrick, the Energy Program Manager at the Central New York Regional Planning and Development Board, says the new policy ultimately reduces the worth of solar power, and that's been a death knell for solar power projects. So far, Carrick says the state's lost $800 million in local investment. That could include a project in the town of Clay. Supervisor Damian Ulatowski says there were plans for a solar array on 6 acres of town-owned land.
It's in jeopardy at the moment because of this VDER concept, which makes it less attractive for developers of these projects.
The Assembly has passed a bill that would put VDER on hold for community service projects, but it hasn't moved in the state Senate. Carrick says boosters will continue to look for legislative relief, but time is of the essence, so they're also turning to the governor.
Because solar developers will just simply pull up stakes and move to other states where the policy is more friendly.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.